One of the signature songs played at nearly every John Kerry campaign event is Bruce Springsteen's No Surrender. People who know Kerry say it's an apt choice for the man who now stands on the threshold of the Democratic presidential nomination.
A few months back, the pundits and the insiders thought this campaign was over, but the John Kerry that I know never gives up, and he kept on fighting.
Del Sandusky served with Kerry on a Navy swift boat in Vietnam's Mekong Delta. At a campaign rally in Virginia, Sandusky said Americans everywhere are now seeing a side of Kerry that he and his crewmates saw 35 years ago.
And I tell you, this guy is made of tempered steel. I thought about warning the Republicans, and then I thought, nah.
Republicans have already begun targeting Kerry. GOP Chairman Ed Gillespie, for example, criticized the senator for votes that Gillespie said would weaken national security. Kerry staffers are mindful of how another Massachusetts Democrat, Michael Dukakis, was branded in the 1988 election as too liberal for mainstream voters, and they've promised not to let that happen again. Kerry himself insists he won't be tarred with a broad Republican brush, despite some of his own liberal positions, like his support for gun control and gay rights.
I have news this time for George Bush and Karl Rove and Ed Gillespie and the rest of their friends. I am not going to back down. I am one Democrat who knows how to fight back, and I've only just begun to fight.
Allies from past contests agree that Kerry does know how to fight, sometimes with laser-like intensity. Marianne Marsh is a Democratic strategist in Boston who worked on three Kerry campaigns, including his hotly contested Senate battle 8 years ago against Massachusetts then-Governor William Weld.
The tougher it gets, the better he gets. The 96 race against Weld is somewhat similar to this one, a well-liked, personally popular Republican that everyone assumed would just walk all over John Kerry in that fight, and Kerry ended up beating him in the end pretty handily by 8 points.
The Kerry-Weld race included 10 televised debates. In one, Weld challenged Kerry over his opposition to the death penalty. Unlike Dukakis, who once tripped over a similar question with an impersonal legal argument, Kerry answered from the heart, and Marsh says it paid off.
He addressed it head-on as someone who knows something about, death and having been in Vietnam and fought and been wounded and had to kill. He also was, as a prosecutor, he's put people in jail for life, but also he personally, with another lawyer, got someone off death row who was wrongly convicted.